Isn't it wonderful when the church works and when actually there are problems and the church rises up and meets them head on? And isn't it good? It is, isn't it? Okay, we're going to come to the message, story. Not quite sure how to say it today. But we're thinking about harvest, aren't we? Okay, and we're thinking about farmers and we're thinking about growing produce and we're thinking about food and thinking of all these wonderful things. And actually, Jesus talked a bit about farming. When he was traveling around talking to his friends or talking to the people who came to hear him, Jesus would often talk about seeds growing into great big trees that birds would come and live in. He would talk about farmers who sowed their crops, but their enemies put bad plants mixed in. And when it came to harvest, they had to sort the good from the bad. But one very famous time Jesus talked about farming, he talked about a farmer who went out to sow his seeds in the soil. See, back when Jesus was alive, he didn't have a combine harvester or a tractor or a Ferguson Massey. And farmers would have little plots of land that they would grow their own food on. And that's actually how it is in a lot of the world today. It's called subsistence farming. It's a bit like allotments, but a bit more industrial. And the farmer had some land, and in order to sow it, he didn't have any machinery. He had a big satchel full of seeds, and as he walked along, he threw them so that he covered as much area as possible. And some seeds would land over there, and some would land all the way over there, and some would land by down his feet, and he'd walk over his land, throwing it all about, trying to cover as much area as possible so that he could grow as much food as possible. So Jesus told a story about this man. He said there was a farmer who went out to sow his seed. And as he was throwing some seed, it landed in different places. Now some landed on the path, which was hard, and there was no little cracks or rocks or things for the seed to get underneath, and it just lay on top of the ground. Has anybody ever tried to sow grass seed? Yeah? These guys come and eat it, don't they? If you leave seed out on the ground, the birds will come and eat it. And this seed that landed on the path, it was trod on, it was kicked, and then the birds came down and they gobbled it all up, those greedy birds. There was none left on the path. As the farmer went away, some landed in some rocky soil. And actually that seed did find a little hole to hide in, and it did start to grow a shoot. Jesus said when the sun came out, because the ground was rocky, it wasn't very good, the plant couldn't put down deep, deep roots. Well, the sun came out and cooked it. It just withered up and died. Our farmer's not having a very good time so far, is he? He said some of the seed landed amongst thorns and other wild plants. And actually that soil, the plant started to grow up, but so did all of the weeds and the thorns and the briars. And everything just got ruined and entangled and choked, and the good seed couldn't grow. But some seed fell on really good soil. Really good soil. And the seeds went into it and they put out their little roots and they shot out their little shoots. And when it came to harvest time, the farmer had 100 times what he'd sown. Because the plants had grown so well, and each of those plants has got its own little seeds on it as well. So some of those are for planting next year, and some of those are for making into bread. Yummy. Isn't that a good story? Yeah, wouldn't it be weird though if that was the end of church and we just talked about don't throw your seed on the soil? Okay, but that's what Jesus did. He was on a boat talking to people and he told them this story and he said this: let those who have ears hear. Let them listen to this story and understand it. Now Jesus' friends went up to Jesus and said, you know what, we heard your story, but we didn't understand it. We get that if you throw seed on the path, the birds are going to come and eat it all up. We get that if you put your seeds in the rock, they're not going to grow particularly well. We get if you're a farmer, you want your seeds in the good ground, so lots and lots of food. We understand that. But Jesus, we know you. You talk about the kingdom of heaven. What does this have to do with that? So Jesus went on to explain. He said that the farmer is God, and that the seed is his message of love to us all. That actually God goes everywhere around the world, throwing out and letting people know that he loves us. That even though we've done things which are wrong, he loves us. That even though we've made mistakes, he wants to forgive us. That even though sometimes we want to run away and hide from God, he wants to run and find us, keep us part of his family. But it doesn't always work out like that. Jesus said that the path is like when you hear that God loves you. You read the Bible, you hear God's message for you, but your heart is hard like that path. And the seed just doesn't penetrate. It doesn't go in. And before you know it, it's snatched away. And Jesus says it's snatched away by the enemy, the devil. He doesn't want you to know that God loves you. He wants you to be hard-hearted and far away from God. So there's no response to God's message of love. It doesn't penetrate. It's snatched away. Now, some of you this morning, you might be switching off already, thinking, oh, the songs were fun and bouncy, but now he's talking about this Jesus stuff. I'll switch off for a little bit. Well, that's that. That's a hard heart, and the message is being snatched away already. Next, Jesus said, the stony ground. It's like it starts off well. Okay, the seed gets in there and it starts to grow. But Jesus says there's no root, so it doesn't last. It's like a superficial response. Sometimes when we go to church, we do hear the lovely songs, or we hear someone's testimony. It can really encourage us, can't it? And actually, we can go home quite excited. And then by lunchtime, after we've torn the sermon apart, it's all worn off. Sometimes we have a superficial response to Jesus and his message. It makes us feel good for a bit, but then it just wears off and it's gone. And some people, they love the idea of Jesus, they love the idea of God, but it never really goes anywhere. It doesn't really grow anywhere. There isn't really any change anywhere. And it just goes away. Jesus said that some of the ground landed in weeds, a shared response. Jesus says that some people, they really want to follow God, but they're so busy following other things, there isn't much room for him. Jesus talks about money, actually. He says that some people, the message of God gets choked out by the love of money, by chasing after riches. Elsewhere, people talk about a shared response of you can't serve two masters. Some people want to follow God, but they're too busy trying to please other people or chasing after something which feels more important than God at the time. And actually what happens is the message doesn't grow. It's choked out. It gets washed away. Sometimes being a Christian can feel like that. Have you ever felt just there's too much going on? You're too busy. Oh, really, church this morning? There's an awful lot going on. It'd be much easier just to sit back this week. I feel like that sometimes, and I have to come. I work here. But there are some mornings where you just think there's so much going on, so many other things to do. Oh, really? Read my Bible? Oh, you know, and sometimes, actually, you can see that it's easy for that love of God to get choked out by other things. And then lastly, Jesus says that the good soil is like an open heart. There's a full response to God's message of love. And it goes in and it grows. And there's change. And not only that, but there's a multiplication. Because just like the farmer sowing one seed and getting enough seed on one plant to plant a whole load more, actually we're so excited about what God's done for us and what Jesus has done for us and that we're forgiven. And if we're part of the great big family called the church, we do really exciting things and we look after one another and we want to help the town, that you tell other people about it. And then they get a little seed and that lands in them and that grows and they decide they want to follow God and they get really excited about and all the things that the church are doing and how wonderful it is to know Jesus. And they tell someone else and that little seed grows. And Jesus says that actually when we're good soil, we spread that message to other people. So how many types of seed was there? One. The seed the farmer threw was all the same. He didn't throw out rubbish seed for the birds. He didn't throw out rubbish seed that didn't grow into the stones. He threw good seed everywhere. There's one message about Jesus, isn't there? He's God's son. That he left heaven to come and live amongst people who didn't really understand him. That he never sinned against God. That actually he willingly took our place on a cross so that the wrong things we've done can be forgiven and so that we can be friends, even children of God. That by putting our trust in Jesus, we're saved. We're saved from sin. We're saved from the devil. We're saved from being lost for eternity. Jesus has got one message. God so loved the world that whoever believes in him will not die, perish, but have eternal life. Maybe some of you have accepted that. I know a lot of you have because I've heard your testimonies, and it's so wonderful when you hear about how did someone first become a Christian? How did they go from there? What changes were there? What led them to Jesus? Are you good soil? Is the message growing? Is it multiplying? Are you sharing it with other people? Or are weeds choking it out? Did you respond to Jesus a long time ago, like the rocky soil? You started off well, but then it just burnt out, fizzled out, went away. Have distractions just taken over? Has hurt taken over? Let's be honest, church is full of sinful people. We hurt each other. People say things, sometimes people don't say the right things, sometimes we leave each other hanging, and we can think, well, why be part of that then? And we get choked out. Or maybe some of you, you're sitting here thinking, well, actually, I know my heart's heart at the moment. I know that actually that message is for me, but I'm angry about this. I'm hurting about that. Or just don't have time for change. As we wrap up our service, I'd love to pray for each of those people. We're going to have a little bit of quiet. If you're on the tables, it's fine. Just you can colour and you can make noise. You're allowed, okay? But do try and pray as well. So P, R, A, and Y. God, thank you that you love everyone in this room, everyone watching online, everyone outside of this place too. That your message is for absolutely everybody. It's for people who've got it really, really wrong. It's for people who don't really like you very much. It's for people who haven't got time for Jesus. It's for absolutely everyone. Thank you, God, that your message is always the same. An offer of forgiveness, an offer of love, an offer to join a great big family with you. Thank you, God, that we don't have to earn that. We don't have to win it. We just have to accept it. God, for people whose hearts are a bit hard today, for people who've been hurt by church or hurt by other people, for people who feel they've been hurt by you, Holy Spirit, I just pray that you would soften those hearts to your word, that the seed might go in and there might be change and growth. God, for people who are a bit stony, a bit rocky, for people who were maybe really excited about you a long time ago, but it's just dried up. God, I pray that you would clear the stones in our heart, that again, you'd make our soil good, that you'd allow us to respond to you. For some of us who need to do a lot of weeding, for there's thorns and distractions, sometimes good things which get out of hand, sometimes wrong things we need to stop. Jesus, give us the courage to pull out those weeds and make room for your growth again. And all of us, wherever we are on that spectrum, Lord, I pray that we would be a church which is known not for just keeping this good news to ourselves, but sharing it with other people. Help us to share our response with everyone else. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to sing a final song together. It says, "Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever." And it's a lovely way to finish our harvest service, saying thank you once again to a God who's created this wonderful world, to God who provides so much goodness to us, but also a God who gave his son Jesus for a better, fuller harvest. Let's sing.